Reva Babes, this is Alyssa, CEO and co-founder of RevAssist Training and Development Center. We provide both paid and free training for aspiring real estate virtual assistants, equipping you with hands-on experiences that will help you understand the real tasks of a Reva even before you land a client.
So this show is created to be the safe sanctuary for aspiring freelancers, providing encouraging and inspiring stories, as well as Reva or freelancing advice and information from other VAs, coaches, and gurus. Welcome to the RevaPod, where real estate virtual assistants call home. So today we have a very, very special guest. And if you are a certified Rocketera, nako, ito yung spirit animal ninyong lahat. Diba? Spirit animal nating lahat. So all virtual assistants should be a Rocketera ourselves. Diba? So itong magiging guest natin today is a Reva, which is, I'm very excited kasi real estate VA siya, same niche kami, or same industry that we are serving, same people that we are helping. And when I say Rocketera, as in Rocketera talaga siya to. So itong si Miss Ruby Jean Mabanglo na mamimit natin in a few minutes is a nurse by profession. Very, very pretty. Ayan, makikita niyo siya mamaya. She is a former elementary, early childhood, junior high school, online ESL teacher, college instructor, nursing instructor, call center agent, and healthcare assistant. So, ngayon, siya po ay social media manager, okay? For real estate professionals. So, mas makikilala natin siya later on and papapasukin na natin siya. So, if you are interested to become a social media manager, ano bang ginagawa ng social media manager? Hindi ba yan post-post lang sa Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok? Ano ba talagang ginagawa ng mga social media manager? Malalaman natin yan directly from Ruby Jane. So, pasukin na natin siya.
Hello! Good evening!
Ang ganda-ganda! Ano ba yan? Okay. Hello, hello! Kamusta?
I'm okay. Clear ba yung audio ko?
Yes, okay, clear. Lang. Very clear. Mm-mm. Ayan. Hello, so this is our first time meeting. I know na na-meet mo na si Anne. My name is Alyssa and I'm with Reva Sis. So, introduce mo naman sis yung self mo sa ating mga viewers.
Yes, hello everyone who are watching virtually, no? I believe we have some watchers na audience virtually. So, my name is Ruby Jean Mabanglo. You can call me RJ actually. So, my friends and colleagues call me RJ. Don't ask my age na lang. Hindi na makasalo din. Yeah, so I like you have introduced. I don't know saan ako yung introduction ko, no, but that is actually tama. Tama yung pag-introduce mo sa akin. Sometimes when I introduce myself, sometimes nagdadalawang isip ako, sasabihin ko ba yung lahat or sabihin ko lang yung aking position ngayon, because there are times na sabi nila, bakit nagkukulang ba sa pera? Bakit ganun ka Rocketera? So, maybe later I can share why. So, I am a nurse and a teacher by profession. And now, I am already practicing freelancing. So, bago pa lang ako, technically bago pa lang. This year lang, I started this year. So, if I may, I want to share that I graduated Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And I actually served several years then in the hospital. Actually, I have left for abroad, no? Naka-abroad na rin ako, na-try ko na. But then I thought that abroad is not for me. Yun nga, mas nice yung na-try mo yung mag-abroad and then you realize that it's not for you. So I came back. And then I have rendered service na naman again sa hospitals. And then I have come into academe. Doon ko na-discover yung passion ko for teaching. So from then on, I leveled up. I took up, ano naman, secondary education. So kaya yun, naging instructor ako, college instructor, lahat na. College, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, elementary, high school. So, na-complete ako ngayon.
So, bakit nga ka? Nagkukulang ka ba? Ito yung tanong talaga. Ano nangyayari? Bakit ang daming rakit? Diba?
Oo, hindi. Kasi ako, I know myself, I am really, I can say that I am really magastos, no? If you know yourself that you're really magastos, you should have something para ma-cope up yon. Kasi kung kaya lang rin naman, why not? Why not hindi mo ibigay? Especially na uso yung phrase na deserve ko to. Yun. Parang doon ako nakakuha ng lakas ng loob. So yun, So doon, parang I do not limit myself na, ay, ito lang muna yung bike ko kasi ito lang yung money ko. So if I can do more para masustain ko naman, kung pwede ko naman masustain yung wants and needs ko together, so why not, diba? So yun, doon nagsimula bakit I also indulge in freelancing.
Oh, I like it. Gusto ko siya. Kasi very raketera din si Coach Lisa, diba? So parang, alam mo yung parang, when I see you actually, alam mo, kung anong nakakatch ng attention mo sa akin sa TikTok, I actually ask Anna, uy, gusto ko siyang baka pwede mong kulitin ng podcast ko. Parang meron kang sinagot na parang hinay-hinay lang sa pagtanong, yung parang ganon. Hindi ko malandaan yung exact ano mo, na parang meron namang mga tutorial video, pero parang huwag niyo akong iobliga na sagutin ko yung tanong.
Yes. Oh.
Sabi ko,
may na-watch din ako sa ano mo, no, parang sa page ba or sa TikTok, that also some coaches or some VAs would also say the same. Hindi naman tayo nagdadamot, di ba? We help na as much as we can. But kung pwede lang, kasi me, personally speaking, I started from a scratch. Wala talaga akong alam sa virtual assisting, lalo na sa real estate. Well, my husband is into real estate, but hindi naman ako masyadong interested. So, parang hindi counted yon. So, in my part, talagang nag-research ako. Yung all by myself pa. And then, when I post something, job opportunity or tips, and here comes people asking, how? So, I know you can relate, no? Sa TikTok mo. Also, asking people keep on asking, how? Paano? Saan? So, sometimes we can answer, especially if we have the luxury of time. Hindi naman natin pinagdadamot. Yun na lang, what I am thinking is that these people, they're trying to put their opportunity on somebody's hand. So what if I will not answer? Wala na. So it means hindi talaga sila para doon sa field na yon or para sa opportunity na yun. Kasi nagagamble ka lang eh. Pag sasagutin ka, okay, you will go with it. Pero kung hindi, antayin mo lang. So there was also this time parang na, kumbaga pa na feel ko yung bad side ng social media na, ay, napatanong-tanong, ang dami na nagtatanong, hindi pa sinasagot, parang ganyan. Sabi ko, tapos parang sabi ko sa self ko, bakit, ano, parang hindi nyo naman ako binabayaran para sagutin kayo. And the more negative you treat me, parang mas lalo akong ayoko na lang sagutin something like that.
Oh, I like it. Pero alam mo, kung nakita ko talaga yun, sabi ko, gosh, spirit aunt, di ba? Nakakatawa ko lang. Si Ann yung nag-research sa'yo talaga. So, sa kanya nang galing the introduction. Nung nakita ko siya, sabi ko, grabe, parang mas lalo kong humanga, di ba? And when you say na magastos kasi ako, so at least aminado, di ba? So, kung gagastos man ako, kaya kong isustain yung sarili ko. So, that's nice. Now, paano na from nurse to academe, how did you turn into a Reva, specifically social media?
Okay. So, in my previous experiences, I had have this experience on online tutorial or online teaching. But that is just short-lived. Parang, ano lang, meron akong transition. Like, I stopped in duty sa hospital and then parang nabakante ako. So, I had this experience sa online tutorial or online teaching. Pero that's it na. Wala na. And then after that one, I was able to get a job in an elementary school. So, meron akong daytime job. So, from there, parang okay na, contento na ako. Okay naman yung sweldo ko. Nakakabayad naman ng kung anong dapat bayaran, something like that. So, fast forward, early this year, January, as I have mentioned. So, my family had some career transitions. Tapos ako parang I have met also unfortunate events sa aking work. So, merong parang pagtutulong yung friends and colleagues. So, parang usap-usap lang. Paano kaya, no, pag ang dami nating pera? Paano pag hindi na natin kailangan maproblema? Something like that. So, one of my colleagues opened up, alam mo, yung pinsan ko, as in, sobrang daming pera like this in a month. Tapos sabi na, anong trabaho niya? Virtual assistant. Anong ginagawa? parang she's working for somebody, foreigner, kanyan. Tapos parang every week na yung sweldo, depende sa client, so something like that. So parang naintriga kami. So we made a group chat sa Facebook, and then that night, sinend yung website kung saan mag-apply. So yun yung online jobs at PH. So doon ako nag-start, doon ko rin nakuha yung first client ko. So lahat kami, yung nandun sa pagpupulong, we made our profile and sabay-sabay kami na-verify, di ba, sa online jobs, kailangan ma-verify.
Uh-oh.
So, yung picture-picture kayo, tapos type-type ng kung ano-ano. And fortunately, I was the first one who got the first client sa amin. Yun yung sa real estate na niche. Hindi ko alam, as in, wala akong kaalam-alam, parang paano ko ba. Pero parang I grabbed the opportunity before ko siya nilearn kasi wala talaga, zero experience. So, during that time, ang ginagawa ko, ina-ask ko yung husband ko, yung mga terminologies and all that. Pero I did my part. I Google, I watch YouTube, but the most, yung parang influential sa akin is yung TikTok. Diba? This is the season of TikTok. Grabe yung influence sa Gen Z at saka yung parang sa akin na rin na may kailangan ako malaman. Dati kasi we go to YouTube. Kasi lang yung YouTube mahaba, diba? So parang based rin sa research ko, si TikTok is parang ugat din siya ng YouTube kasi parang yung people or especially the Gen Z cannot stand watching long videos. So they made shorter videos. Yun yung parang doon na nabuhay yung TikTok. So doon talaga ako nag-learn anong SMM, ano yung real estate virtual assistant, anong ginagawa ng SMM, lahat doon ko nalaman sa TikTok. Doon din kita nakita, doon ko kayo nakita sa TikTok. Yun. So yung TikTok talaga yung very influential sa akin.
Beauty. Gusto ko yun. Tapos, dun ka na parang, nung nag-start ka na mag-SMM, parang SMM yung pinaka-catch yung attention mo. Kasi super layo, di ba? Parang nagtuturo, tapos nurse, tapos social media. Ano nangyari, di ba?
Yes. Oo, kasi di ba nung 2020 pandemic, so dun sa company ko, of course, may mga na-retrench. So, kumonte yung tao. So, ako nasa faculty, but then I was also assigned to social media. But that time, I really did not know that yung BA, ano ba, SMM, are kind of jobs na meron palang work na ganyan. So, sa company ko, they would ask me to make graphics, to edit videos, and then post it in social media. So, di ba yun yung trabaho ng SMM? Parang narelate ko lang siya nung na came across with SMM na ako. Sabi ko, ito pala yung ginagawa ko, matagal na. So, yung sabi ko na zero experience talaga, hindi naman pala talaga zero experience kasi nagawa ko na siya. And meron din kasi akong business. So, I have social media, yung mga Facebook pages. So, I am the one making the graphics, yung mga short clips, pag may mga promotions or may mga sale, ganun. So, na-apply ko rin yung aking skills.
Yes, I like it. So, ayan na, dahil inaano mo na siya, parang kinukwento mo na, what really is the task? Diba? Kasi parang ikaw mismo nagulat ka, ginagawa ko na pala siya in the past. Baka mamaya, we have viewers na same experience with you, diba? Na magugulat sila, hala, yun pala yun, ginagawa ko na din siya eh. So, hindi pala ako zero experience. O sige,
yes.
Kwento natin sa kanila.
Yes. When you say SMM kasi, basically, I will describe SMM based on my, kung ano yung experience ko na starting, yung nag-start ako sa first client ko. So, when you say SMM, or social media managing, so basically, you will manage an organization or company's online presence or social media presence. So, in my part, first, I do the audit. Ito, inaral ko lang dito sa TikTok, as in. Sinulat ko lahat, tapos mayroon ako mga kodigo. So, pre-practice ko rin yung first sa sarili ko. So, first is yung audit, which is very important. Yung parang in all aspect naman, di ba? Before you make a move or make a plan, you assess what is already happening on the ground or dun sa social media platform. So, from there, you will develop strategy, produce good content, and then you will go on trial and error pa when you post it. So after that one, you will try to analyze data, maraming analysis na magaganap kasi if you will just post na walang hindi mo ina-analyze, useless yung trabaho mo. So you will, in my part also, I also facilitate customer service or customer engagement, which is for me very important siya na job ng SMM. So it's not just posting or creating content, it's more on engaging with the clients or with the audience. Kasi kahit gaano kaganda yung contents mo or yung post mo, if you don't have genuine connection with your clients, parang short-lived lang din yung parang pagiging boosted mo sa social media. So, ganun. Ngayon, I am really focused muna sa social media managing, but I really would like to learn also yung mga ads, yung Facebook ads. Pero it really needs expertise na talaga, no? So, I want to level up naman in the future also.
Oh, I like it. At saka mas malaki.
Yeah. Tama.
Ano doon ng mga pakeme natin sa life. Yeah. Pero my question is, when you say engagement, of course, this is gonna be jargon for the people who are watching na hindi naman VAs. When you say engagement, what do you mean by that?
So, yung engagement is when you interact with people, with the audience. So, there are different types of engagement. So, in my case, I engage or interact with audience through liking their post, sharing their post, or commenting sa post nila. Or it can also be through inbox. So, nabasa ko rin kasi through my research that the most genuine interaction happens doon sa inbox. Kasi minsan yung comment, para lang maka-comment, para lang maka-like. But when you are able to bring the conversation in the inbox na, doon mas nagiging genuine, mas nagiging connected kayo with your customers.
Ayun. Thank you for clarifying. O, di ba? Share, like, comment. Engagement na pala yun. Kasi minsan, parang pinapakomplika ng mga tao yung bagay-bagay. When they say, virtual assistant, hindi ko kaya yan. Hindi ko alam yung ginagawa yan, di ba? So, yun pala, these are most of the people are sharing posts. Most of the people liking, hearting your friend's post, commenting on your friend's post. So it's called engagement already.
Yes.
At least they have information about it na. So gusto ko yan. And the Facebook ads actually, alam mo, parang gusto ko din siyang aralin kasi it's something that you can offer as a reva, di ba? Pero pag real estate, dapat alam natin yung mga keywords, kung paano ba talaga yung targeting. Ayan na yan, diba? Yan yung mga terms nila. So, I like it. Gusto ko yung may pa-level up. Now, my question is, I'm not sure if pwede siya or something that you can do. I'm putting you in the hot seat now. Sabi mong auditing. Like, for example, you are gonna audit, kunwari, Instagram your Revasys. Paano mo siya ginagawa?
For me, I audit a social media based on the SWOT analysis. So I would go on a certain social media account, for example, Facebook muna. So from that, from sa page ng client, I will check first yung strength nila. Anong kagandahan ng page nila? What makes it interesting or catchy to the eyes of the audience or the clients? And then after that one, the weakness. Ano yung pangit naman na side? Kasi there's always room for improvement kasi. So, kung may maganda, meron ding pangit, di ba? Yun yung trabaho ng social media manager. Pagandahin yung pangit na side. Kasi pag walang pangit, wala tayong trabaho. So, yun doon.
Kaya ka naman ng pangit, gano'n.
Oo, yes. Oo. Kahit hindi sobrang pangit, medyo pangit. Parang it will alarm naman the owner or your client na, oh, kailangan pala natin trabahuin ang ganito na side. So, I present that one to the client. So, sasabihin ko that the page is very good in terms of this, but there are some things that we need to improve. So, something like that. From then on, I will talk deeper with the client, yung tawag nilang discovery call, di ba? So, ako kasi, I focus more on the vision, mission, and goals of the company or the client. I don't know, I haven't seen any video pa that focuses on that part. But this one, I learned na lang through my experiences then in other companies. That when you work or when you provide service or services, you need to go back to your vision, mission, and goal. Para, di ba, merong purpose yung ginagawa mo. So, I ask my clients, what are your vision, and your goal? So, when I also work with your social media presence, along with your graphics and videos, there will be coherence. Parang tagpi-tagpi. Hindi yung, ay, ito galing sa Revasys, ito galing sa ibang ano company. Pero, si Revasys yung nagpo-post. Parang walang connection to each other. So, when you post, dapat coherent yung posting mo. So, in line altogether with your vision, mission, and goals. So, I think it is also easier to assess pag magre-re-audit tayo, it's also easier to assess. Pag in-assess mo na ulit, oy, jackpot kasi nakuha natin yung goal natin for this month or for this week. Kasi meron kang babasehan na vision, mission, and goal.
Alam ba ng mga business owners, like, hindi sila nahihirapan i-define? You know, business owners, sometimes, they don't even know. Parang, naliligaw sila minsan, eh, diba? And that's our job na ibalik sila. If this is your mission, this is your vision, and this is your goal. Ito dapat tayo. So,
yes,
recovery call, anong nangyayari sa
for my first client, yung real estate client ko, meron siyang vision, meron siyang goal, pero hanggang doon lang. Parang, me as a first-timer din, sabi ko, parang patay. Parang napasubo ako. But then again, I go back to my, bakit ako nag-apply? Because I also want to share my skills and to help people. So, kinuha ko yung vision mission nila. And then from then, gumawa kami ng slogan. Yung parang catchy line nila. Tapos sabi ko, what type of postings would you like? Wala, parang he doesn't have any idea as well. So, gumawa ako ng mood board. Sinerge ko talaga, client does not know blah, 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 sa Google. Does not know what to post on business profile. So, gumawa ako ng mood board, nag-present ako ng slogan nila, hanggang naayos namin one by one. So, I think that is also fulfilling in my part. So, yun na, realize ko, hindi lang pala pera-pera. Kahit malaki yung sweldo, no? Is also fulfilling in my part kasi parang naayos mo ba yung business? Kasi ako, may business din ako. So, I would want somebody to help me also to prosper in my field. So, yun, parang na-apply ko siya doon sa aking first client. So, I'm also happy rin naman na kahit magulo at first, slowly, naaayos namin.
Oh, I like it. Gusto ko yun. And totoo yan, yung part na yan. Parang ako kasi, I feel like naging successful yung real estate career or yung pagiging VA ko when I put my heart into the client's business talaga, no? Yung parang tinutulungan mo siya to succeed. Not because I want money. Siyempre, part na yun. Huwag tayong pakipokita. Pero diba yung whenever na natutuwa sila kasi na-align yung business nila, diba? So, gusto ko yun. I like yun. Pero, my question now is, anong mga ginagamit mo na software when you say social media manager? May hirap ba yung mga ginagamit mo? Like, software, CRM, sa posting, ganyan.
Okay. For now, I am not yet investing dun sa mga software na mahal. Kasi I still have thoughts in my mind na tatagal ba kaya ako sa business na to? So I'm still on the process of parang digesting. Gusto ko ba talagang dumiretso sa freelancing or I just want it as a side hustle? Kasi ngayon, freelancing as my side hustle, I'm mostly using yung free software or apps. However, if the client will give me access doon sa mga premiums, then it is my parang ano ko na, parang jackpot na rin ako doon, no? Kasi may kamahalan din yung mga apps and tools na iba. So, depende kasi in my part, I consider my clients. Basically, iba-iba talaga. If I talk about the consistent tool that I am using or tools that I am using, I think I have shared this in my TikTok. So, first in yung, is yung Dubsado. So, they have premiums pa rin naman. Kasi if you enroll sa premium nila, mas maraming features ang magagamit mo. But as ako kasi as long as napapakinabangan ko naman, nagagawa ko yung work ko ng maayos, so why not, di ba? Grab the opportunity. So when I talk about onboarding and offboarding of clients, pero minsan ko lang to nagagamit kasi minsan naman parang hindi ko siya kailangan. So yun yung Dubsado. Ang lagi kong nagagamit across different clients is yung ClickUp for planning, tracking, and managing of projects. So first, for those who are aspiring or newbies, nung una, talagang nalilito ako paano ba ito ang dami-dami. Kasi, di ba, yung mga tools ngayon, parang sa isang tool, nandun na lahat. Parang kaya mo nang gawin lahat. So, nalilito ka. But all you have to do kasi is to help yourself then paano ko ba ma-help yung self ko. So, you go to YouTube or you go to TikTok para malaman if paano siya gagamitin. Yes. Kasi pag tinignan mo, parang it's very complicated. Pero actually, hindi naman talaga pala. And the other one is,
sorry, baliw na baliw ako sa ClickUp talaga. Kaya balik ako sa Trello talaga. Hindi ko talaga kaya.
Baliktad tayo. Yung Trello para akong, doon ako nababaliw. may isa kong client, Trello yung namin. Sabi ko, can you use ClickUp? So, nag-switch kami doon sa ClickUp. Parang nagulo na.
Ano, sa preference din ng tao.
Yeah,
parang,
oo.
Sa ClickUp, parang di ko,
oo.
Ayoko na balik tayo sa basic. Trello tayo.
Kasi, ano naman, parang it depends on your personality or how you work. But it doesn't ano naman define us, diba, what kind of freelancer tayo.
So, based that way. Free pala si Click. Oh, ayan. So, pwede nyong i-explore. Yes. And then, Dubsado is free as well? May free din?
It is free. Pero may mga, ano sila, premium features. Pero you can
Sorry. Pero yung free nila, like, hindi ba siya 30 days lang, ganyan?
Hindi na. Naman, may magagamit kang ibang features. Merong limited na features, pang team lead lang. Ganon.
Oh,
so, yun may mga pinakikinabangan. So, yung gamit na gamit ko is yung Google Drive. We are all, ano naman siguro, no, aware of Google Drive ever since then. So, this is very helpful. Kasi, especially if may kailangan yung client, tapos offline ka, hindi na siya hanap ng hanap sa'yo kung may gusto siyang files or ano ba, may dapat kayo share na sa Google Drive. Some of my clients, they use the Microsoft application. So, OneDrive naman yung doon sa Microsoft. Yes.
For communicate. Same thing sila ng Google.
Yes. Oo. Pareho lang sila. So, yung sa communication naman, ito yung common sa clients ko, yung Slack. Yun yung ginagamit nila. And then, for my editing, graphics, and short videos, yung Canva Pro. So, parang doon talaga ako nahasa, yung Canva Pro. Yung Adobe, gusto ko rin matutunan. Pero parang, ewan ko, pindot lang ako ng pindot, pero hindi ko pa talaga siya nag...
hindi talaga makagawa. Same sis. Okay lang yan. Okay lang yan.
Hindi ko carry. Pero sa Canva, sige, pa-canvahin mo ko lang pa-canvahin kaya. Pero yung Adobe, siguro next time. Kayanin natin.
Yan, actually, nakita ko parang meron kang video na naka-time lapse na gumagawa ka ng...
Hindi graphics.
Ko lang, business card or anong graphics ata yun. Pero nakita ko yan siya. Okay. So, Canva is the key for everyone.
Yes.
Ayan. Mm-mm. Pero, aside from that, so, ayan na siya, yun na yung mga ginagamit mo. Like, every day, how many clients do you have right now, RJ?
You know, when I started, yung first month ko, I easily got 4 clients. No? As in, para akong nasa, ano ba, parang nasa ulap yung feeling ko. Hindi lang sa sweldo. Kasi I was very lucky na yung isang client ko lang yung may timer, yung bang nire-record yung screen mo. The rest is output-based na. So, you will just give them what they're asking. Pero soldado ka nung week na yon. So, sabi ko talaga, parang dito talaga yung path ko, something like that. Pero right now, I have, 3 clients na lang. So, yung isa kasi on pause siya. Yun yung first client ko, yung real estate. Kasi parang marami mo siyang inaayos sa... kasi sa US, parang very complicated. Kasi different states, different rules, no? Parang ganun.
Yeah.
So, nag-pause kami sa kanya. May i-fix lang daw siya. So, I am left with 3 clients as of the moment.
Oh, okay. And then, all those 3 clients, how many hours per day are you spending your time with them?
Doon sa 2 clients ko, I should spend 6 to 8 hours. Yung isa naman is, he is not asking for a fixed number of hours so long as I can deliver the graphics and the videos. Yeah.
Galing yan, no? Kasi talaga, kala ko 6 ka sa lahat, natutulog ka pa ba? Yun yung tanong. Pero pag like, you are creating graphics, how many hours mo siya kini-create?
O yan, kasi that, meron akong, ano, parang, I am competing with myself. For example, ngayon, gagawa ako ng graphics, complicated graphics. So, itatime ko yung self ko. Let's say, I will finish within 40 minutes. Gusto ko, the next graphics, mas mahirap siya, pero mas shorter yung time ko. So, I always try my best na binibilisan yung paggawa. Pero, quality pa rin dapat. Yung graphics kasi nakadepende. Pag gusto nung client, medyo, sabihin niya, you just come up with a simple one, I can easily make simple graphics as short as 5 minutes sa Canva yon. Pero yung pinakamatagal ko is yung 55, yung pag yung client is masyadong maraming gustong mangyari. So, ganon. Ginagawan ko na lahat ng maraming mangyayari doon sa graphics and then ipapasa ko sa kanya. Kasi ayoko yung, parang I feel, ano bang tawag doon? Parang I feel inadequate pag I submit something tapos sinabihan ka, this looks like an amateur or something like that. So, parang iniiwasan ko ma-emotional damage. Diba? emotional damage. So, gusto ko, whatever I give to my clients, quality talaga para ako mismo, mabuboost yung confidence ko, mas gusto kong mag-work para sa kanya, di ba? Kaysa naman yung always negative yung nare-receive ko, bababa at bababa yung aking parang self-esteem, ayoko na magtrabaho para sa kanya, something like that.
Yes, gusto ko yan, I like it. Pero like the timer, parang first time kong narinig na tina-timer yung sarili, or baka ako lang.
Oo, okay. Kasi I don't have the benchmark kasi dati kung ilan ba dapat ang graphics na mapoproduce ng SMM in 1 hour. To the point na nag-search ako sa Google. Sabi nila yung average is nasa 3 to 4, depende sa how complicated it is. Pero ako, I usually come up with more than that one. So, iniisip ko, quality pa ba yung binibigay ko? So, that's why I time myself. Tinitingnan ko, if complicated, ganito dapat yung range na minutes. If hindi naman, ganito yung range. So, it's just, tingin ko para sa akin lang yun. Parang fulfillment ko lang ba, ganun.
Oh, competitive talaga si Ma'am.
Yeah. Another thing for
you is, when you go to an interview or discovery call with your client, what are their usual questions?
Their usual questions naman is, what can you give to us? Yun na yung laging tinatang. Yun yung lagi kong na-experience. Or na na-receive na question from them. What can you offer to us? Ganyan. So ako naman, I am also being honest to them. Sinasabi ko rin talaga that I'm just new in freelancing, but I have experiences in something like this, like that. So I think the key is to also be honest to your client kasi sila naman rin nagtatrust sila. Based on my research, yung issue daw talaga sa freelancing is yung trust. And gusto ko maging trust ng client sa simula pa lang, sa interview pa lang. So, I give them honest answers kung ano yung kaya kong i-offer. Kung sakto naman sa hinahanap nila, then good. Pero if not, I'm always telling them din naman na I'm always willing to unlearn and learn. Ganun naman talaga, di ba? Especially sa freelancing. Kasi nabasa ko din na every VA, kahit VA yung term sa kanila, iba-iba pa rin yung ginagawa. Kunwari sa atin, pareho tayong nasa real estate. Pero, iba yung task mo, iba pa rin yung task ko. Parang, hindi magkapareha all the time. So, I think yun yung importante when we have interview. It doesn't matter kasi kung marami ka ng experience and konti pa rin yung experience mo. Meron nga ako sa kulig ko, as in total, zero experience. Buti na lang ako, nakakagawa pa ako ng graphics, ng video, nakaka-post. Siya as in nothing. Tapos sinabi niya sa client niya yun. But she offered then na, since I am a newbie and starting with my experience, sabi niya, you can expect me to give my loyalty to you kasi bago lang ako. So parang dun, sabi ko, tama, di ba? Kasi kung bago ka pa lang, talagang walang mag-a-accept sa'yo. Kahit na dito sa mundo natin, dito sa labas, di ba? Parang wala kang experience, okay, sorry, because we're looking for somebody na experience. But when you offer kasi loyalty, tsaka yung pagiging trustworthy, parang, sige, let's give it a try, parang ganon.
Yes, that's true. Loyalty and integrity. Kasi I remember when I started, ganyan din. Wala din naman akong experience. But somebody will trust you talaga. If in the very beginning, you open up to them kung ano ba yung kaya mong i-offer. Tsaka yun, totoo yung sinabi mo na, oo nga naman, walang tatanggap sa kanya. Diba? So, magiging loyal talaga siya sa akin. So, gustong-gusto ko yan. Now, we have some questions here. Sabi ni DZB, ano daw, nagsushoot ka daw ba ng video?
For clients?
Clients, oo.
Hindi pa naman, wala pa. Pero dati, ako, nagsushoot ako ng aking vlog. I had my vlog din before dati sa YouTube, pero na-stop siya. Pero sa clients ko, wala pa naman.
Kuya, ano yung YouTube channel mo para ma-subscribe nila?
Huwag na, kasi ano na yun, that was long time ago. Pero, sa TikTok na lang.
Oh, TikTok na lang. Puntahan nyo si RJM dun ha. Mamaya post natin yung TikTok ni RJM para ma-follow nyo siya. Pero, alam mo, siguro i-clarify natin sa mga VAs na since real estate yung kanyang client, hindi kasi makakapag-shoot dahil bahay-bahay yun, di ba? Tapos,
yes.
So, hindi siya makakapag-shoot. Most of the time, they will, if pag sinasabi yung video, they will provide you with videos na doon. Tapos, minsan, i-edit na lang yun ng mga VAs, lalagyan ng mga captions, ganyan. Pero, have you tried doing that, RJ? Or,
yes, yes.
Oh, yun.
Sa Google Drive or OneDrive, they will give me raw materials. And then from there, I will create light video editing lang naman. Kasi you don't need naman very long videos sa mga pag-present ng mga houses or listings.
Yes, ayan, that's nice. And then, paano ka daw nag-create ng mood board?
Ngayon, it's easy to create a mood board. Kasi meron na rin parang template sa Canva. So, parang i-edit mo na lang yung color depending doon sa color scheme ng company nyo. For example, yung color ng company nyo is green, white, and blue. So, yun yung colors din na i-insert mo doon sa mood board. And then, from there, I think, ano na rin yun, no? Instinct na rin yun ng SMM or ng mga artist na kung anong babagay na texts or fonts doon sa color na yon and sa mood na yon. Ako kasi I make sure na inaalam ko ano bang gusto ng client ko. It's more on the professional side ba? Or doon sa... Iba-iba kasi, di ba, parang may chill lang na side, meron yung gusto lang professional talaga, professional na professional. So, based doon, doon mo kukunin kung pwede ka naman mag-search sa Google ano yung mga professional fonts, ano yung mga pa-sweet-sweet lang, pa-chill lang na fonts. You know?
I like it. Now, pwede ba natin siyang i-share? Sige, kunwari nandito tayo sa Canva. Like, mag-search ka lang talaga ng mood board, ganyan.
Yes. Mood board.
Tapos, you will
yeah, go. Yan, so lalabas sila.
And then, kasi ako din, curious ako, sorry RJ, ah. Pero like, what do you put in the mood board? Like, sample of the post na ba nila? Or the colors? Eh, nakikita ko si may colors. Ganun ba siya?
Okay. Sa mood board kasi, it's more on the combination of the colors and the fonts. So, it does not matter kung ano yung ipopost mo na picture. Pero, syempre, mas nice if iaayon mo. Kunwari, sa real estate, mas okay if you will feature yung part ng house or yung house, interior ng house. So, kunwari, yung color nyo is green and neutrals. So, you can search sa Google. So, example yan. So, you can search sa Google mga photos na neutral colors with siguro may plants sa loob. So, ganun.
Ayan.
But I think it, based on my research, you can put anything naman talaga sa mood board. Pero for me kasi, mas okay kung i-angkop mo kung ano yung niche niyo or kung ano talaga yung focus thing.
Ni client. Okay.
Yes.
Ayun, thank you, di ba? Nilalagay natin sa hot seat talaga naman si RJ for today. Ayan, and then, siguro, since malapit na tayo mag-end, guys, if you have questions, keep it coming sa mga nandito sa room. Kung meron kayong mga questions, ayan, you can ask RJ, di ba? I know I have dito Sai na SMM din marketing. So baka may mga questions ka Sai that you want to ask, you can, or si Christine. Pero like, do you have a tool na ginagamit when it comes to color combination, font combination? Kasi minsan dyan nahihirapan yung tao.
Ngayon, I don't use any tool. Yun nga yung, as I have said, I think instinct yun ng SMM or ng artist, no, kung ano yung babagay. Pero if you find it difficult pa when you are starting, you can always search in the Google kung ano yung mga combination na pwede. As I have said, depende kung anong side yung, kung professional side or doon lang kayo sa medyo cool na side.
Mm-hmm.
So, meron kasi, diba, if you use Canva, meron silang yung mga corporate fonts, and silang mga handwriting fonts. So, you just play with it. Parang i-combine-combine mo lang and then later on, makikita mo ng parang ano bang term yan. Parang hindi bagay or bagay naman. So, as much as possible, provide more options to your clients. Kasi what is nice to you might not be nice to your client. So, ang focus natin is yung client natin. So, give them options para makapili din sila.
Okay. Alright, that's nice. Thank you, RJ. And then, where are you now? Nasa Baguio ka ba? Para alam ng marami.
I am from Gensan. So, yung Baguio, nakauwi na ako last week pa.
Oh, okay. So from Jensen, maano ba dyan? Ma-power outage, internet outage, may ganun ba dyan?
Nung, ano, kasi I live here in Jensen nung nag-asawa na ako. Yung mga first year ko yon medyo ma-brown out. Pero ngayon, hindi naman na. Buti nga, hindi na, no? Kasi nasa, ano na tayo. Online kasi, job.
Oo, yun nga yung tanong ko. Kasi paano pag may mga ganun, may mga ganun pa keme, may nag-invest ka ba sa pa-backup or something, di ba?
Yes. Yun din nga, my husband is asking me, do you want to invest doon sa, ano ba tawag noon pag brown out, tapos generator. Hindi pa mag-o-off yung generator, wala pa, parang ano, kailangan ko pa ng ilang weeks na nalito ulit. Pero yung mga ano lang, mga power banks for phone, and yung power banks for laptop ko, kasi merong power bank na pwede sa laptop. Pero ano rin, hindi siya ganun kalakas, pero at least pwede kang mag-inform sa client mo or magagawa mo yung priority mo pag nag-brown out. Ganun. And then, I always have my backup connection. So, I have 2 backup connections. And I have also my data para everywhere I go, I am connected. Kasi, hindi kasi in my part, minsan yung client ko may tinatanong. So, I need to make sure na masasagot ko siya kung asan man ako.
Ganun. Oo, diba? Yung nasa mall ka, tapos may katawagan ka. Nakita ko din yun. Yung TikTok video. Tapos biglang may pa-meeting si client. O, teka lang, upo lang ako sa ulit. Diba? Agad-agad. Ganun na. Alright, so...
Oo, para-paraan.
Kahit walang generator talaga, pwede na mag-start. Diba? Kasi minsan... yung mga tao na nag-aspire to become a VA, pinapakomplika na nila agad na bagay. Diba na... Pan, wala pa akong ganito, wala pa akong ganyan, di ba? Wala yes. Na, hindi na naka-start. So, start now, di ba? Before you, ano, mamroblema ng kung ano-anong bagay-bagay sa buhay. Yes. Di ba? So, yes. It's nice. And then, siguro, malapit na rin tayo mag-end. What is your message sa ating mga aspiring virtual assistants? Ayan.
Yes. As what you have said, hindi mo kailangan ng generator, ng sobrang lakas na internet, not to start. You just need to start. So for me, my advice would start with your passion. Not with your generator, not with your laptop. So start with a passion. But sometimes, sa kalagayan natin ngayon, to be practical, we start with a need. No? Kasi kailangan natin ng pera. Which is really, ano naman talaga, katotohanan. Yung nag-start kasi ako sa freelancing, a lot of people would tell me, mukha daw akong pera. Pero sabi ko, hindi naman ako mukhang pera. Gusto ko lang talaga kumita ng pera. Pero yung pera na yun, meron naman akong pinaggagastusan kasi. Kaya gusto kong kumita, ganun. So start with a passion or maybe a need. That is okay. But if it's a need, maybe what I can say is short-lived lang yun. Kasi need mo lang yun. Once the need is being completed na, nasolusyonan mo na, yung gusto mo, kagustuhan mong mag-work is, it will die down eventually. But if you start with a passion, it will forever live in your heart, no? You will continue to learn, you will continue to improve. So, learn to love what you are doing. Or better yet, do what you love para tumagal ka sa industry. So, if you really want to enter freelancing, be it from a passion or a need, have the willingness to learn. Ito yung gusto nating i-apply dun sa mga aspirants or newbies. No, do not rely sa isang tao. Do not rely sa isang coach or sa isang influencer na nag-share lang naman ng opportunity sa TikTok or sa social media. Start within yourself. So me, I learned by myself. So I was learning from TikTok, from Google, from YouTube. And isang pakiusap ko siguro, you know, this is a good opportunity na do not harass naman the creators. The creators are there to help but not all the time naman. They want to give opportunity. We want to give lang opportunity. So, let us all be nice kasi with what is happening around us, no, hindi natin alam kung tatagal pa ba tayo, something like that. So, let us be nice to each other. So, this one I am talking based on my experience. So, sabi ko ganito pala yung nababash ka, ganito pa rin nasasabihan ka, no? Hindi pa tayo umabot ng million followers pero parang nasasaktan na ako. So, yun, let us be nice because yung balik niyan sa atin is, di ba, 10 folds yung balik sa atin.
Oo.
So,
parang ano nang kasi tao, ano eh, you put yourself out there so dapat tanggap mo pag nag-require na sila. Yeah. No, you do not own my life, di ba? So,
yes.
Tanong, sorry, nag-niche down ka daw po ba? Or siguro my question na lang is, since you started in real estate, yung other clients mo ba, are they real estate as well? Or other industry na sila?
No. I only have one real estate client, yan yung first client po. And then the rest, iba-iba na. Iba-iba na. Kaya medyo, pag nag-duty ako, dapat ito si ano, real estate, ito si ganito. Yung isa ko kasing client, nasa ano sila, yung gardening, mga seeds, ganyan, in South America. Tapos yung isa naman is more on, ano lang naman kami doon, lead generation and engagement with the audience. So, isa lang talaga yung real estate client ko. But you know what? When I had that client, yung real estate client ko, sabi nung husband ko, he was very thankful to that client kasi parang nag-drive ako towards that field, yung real estate. Kasi tagal niya na sinasabi, you also invest in real estate kasi daw malaki, okay rin daw ang kita pag nakabenta ng something. Sabi ko, ayoko parang sobrang hirap daw yung memorize, blah, 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 blah. So, nung nakuha ko si client, parang may bond din kami together kasi nga nag-a-ask ako sa kanya, mga terms, parang very alien yung words sa akin, yung mga terms sa real estate. But I am thankful kasi iba-iba sila ng niche, iba-iba sila ng field. So marami akong nalalaman at the same time. Ganun. So tanggap lang tayo ng tanggap, tapos aralin natin, ganun.
Tsaka you have more chances to see talaga kung anong industry kaya talaga yung magiging interested ako.
Yes. Kapag
sa umpisa, sinasabi mo nga baby ka pa, diba? Since January ka lang start, diba? Sa umpisa, tanggap lang ang tanggap talaga. And then you will see kung kaninong client ka mag, alam mo yun, parang, oops, I found the one. Diba? Yes. Ito na pala yung industry that I'm very much interested in. So, ayan.
Yes.
Nice. So, ayan, Dizzy B, na-answer na yung question mo. Alright. Anything else that you would want to share with our audience right now?
Yung TikTok ko kasi, I made that one to inspire. I know a lot of people are struggling right now, especially sa career nila. Parang torn sila. Am I gonna continue or I'm gonna go to a different path? Yung iba naman is struggling to get a career or to start a career. So as much as possible, yung TikTok ko is in-start ko talaga siya to reach out to people. Kaso nga lang, parang na-caught off guard ako o ganito pala pag naka-reach ka ng maraming tao. Parang sobra-sobra na you cannot cope up na. Pero once in a while naman sa Facebook page ko, nag-answer din ako. I actually give free templates. So for those who are aspiring and newbies, I know that life is really hard, especially right now that we are hit by pandemic. But don't worry, hindi lang naman kayo naghihirap, no? I bet all of us, lahat talaga tayo have shares in this pandemic. So all you have to do is to start with yourself, by yourself. Maraming tao ang, you know, there are a lot of people who will doubt you. Bakit ka nandyan? Eh, hindi naman yan stable. Bakit ka nag-freelance? Eh, mas maganda pa naman dun sa corporate. So, pag nakikita nila na you are engaging into a new path, what will happen is that they will try to bring you down. Ganun talaga yung world. But as long as you know sa self mo kung sino ka, anong kaya mong i-offer, kung ano yung personality mo, are you loyal, are you trustworthy, go ka lang ng go. Kasi ako, when I started freelancing, ang daming nag-doubt. Bakit kailangan mo ng additional side hustle? Naghihirap ka na ba? Bakit kailangan mo pang mag-freelance? Marami ka bang utang? So sabi ko, hindi pa pwedeng mag-freelance ako kasi gusto kong maging happy. I want to practice my skill. I want to develop my skills. So maraming nag-doubt. So ngayon that they can see na ito, maganda yung earnings ko sa freelancing, maganda yung life, mas naging better yung life ko. Parang they are slowly asking me how to start in freelancing, how to start in SMM. So first, for people to believe in you need to believe in yourself. Because nobody will really believe in you pag nagsistart ka in your new career. It's all by yourself. Swerte ka na lang pag yung nasa palibot mo, they are believing in you from the start. But kung wala man, it's okay so long as you believe in yourself. Yun lang talaga yung panghalwakan natin.
Aww.
So yun yung aking message.
Ayun.
Follow niyo ako sa TikTok.
Yes. Diba? RJM.socialmedia on IG. Hindi lang ako nakalagin. Ayan. So following yung si RJ, madami kayo matututunan dyan. Kaya na, follow niya yan. So, go guys. Tapos, ako gusto ko yung sinabi mo na talagang you have to believe in yourself. Kasi, wala eh. Sariling, ano, self-love. Ikaw unang maniniwala sa sarili mo. Ay, may question daw si Sai. Sorry. Pasensya na. Ito na. Babasahin ko na. Where do you get your content ideas po? Since nasa real estate, nahihirapan po kasi ako mag-come up ng ideas and content relating sa real estate. Oo, ayan.
So, what I do is, for example, sa Instagram kasi mas marami ako nakikitang quality contents. So, sa Instagram, I try to discover yung nasa same niche through hashtags and keywords. So, from there, I look into their accounts. Tinitignan ko how they post, how they present listings, how they present mga tips. So, I get ideas from those na marami ng followers and maraming engagement. Yun yung ano, important part. Meron kasi ibang ano na marami silang followers but the engagement or yung reach nila is hindi ganun kalaki. So, I make sure na kahit konti lang yung followers, basta yung engagement is malaki or nice. So, yun yung mostly ginagaya. Ano ba? Parang inspiration ko na gawing post din sa amin.
Oh.
So, pwede rin namang gayahin mo. But, gayahin in the sense na gagawa ka ng sarili mong graphics. Not yung you will download the image and then repost it. Not unless you repost it from their page. Parang pay respect na lang din doon sa gumawa ng graphics, diba?
Ayan, Sai. Nag-heart siya ngayon. Thank you! So, meron ba kayong question? Ay, wala na. And so, thank you na sila. Thanks, RJ! Thank you, everybody, for watching. I hope na may natutunan kayo from this video.
Thank you, everyone, for watching!
You have been listening to RevoPod, the home of real estate virtual assistants. This has been your host, Alyssa, and if you enjoy the RevoPod episode for today, we'd love for you to follow us on Spotify. Thank you and see you on the next episode. Bye!